This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella loved to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Crunch that as well.
Oh my god.
Do you hear that crunching?
It's so, my jaw is hurting. You offered me pretzels and they were like, it's fucking
stale.
Do they
have like a malt on the outside? They have a malt on the outside, don't they?
What does a malt mean?
Like that malty flavor, like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That mouth taste.
Whenever I'm with my boyfriend and we're just eating, if he starts to like crunch, like that sound that y'all just heard, it is revolting to me.
You hate it.
It's not his fault. It's no one's fault. It's just like the sound that the food makes.
Yeah, but some people are louder eaters. I'm a loud eater. And I had a roommate.
Sorry?
Tell me,
what do you mean you're a loud eater?
I'm a loud eater. I eat food like I eat my dick. I'm like,
like with your mouth open?
I'm just loud, even when I don't want to be. Like, even when my mouth is closed, I'm like,
why are you like this?
I don't know. I'm sick and twisted.
Yeah, you are. It's
welcome
you live
back
in
to Pretzel Talk.
Alhambra.
It's very Alhambra. I was just telling, hey, by the way, you're listening to Drag Her.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, I am joined by Legacy Queen, the true queen of the North, the only queen I care about. Another winner, winner chicken dinner.
Yo, yeah, true. A winner talking about the winter season. What
it
about
is
that?
So appropriate you're here for the finale, Pri.
I feel appropriated. I'm
sorry. Now, Miss Peronka.
Miss Peronka. I feel excited. I watched the finale at a bar in LA last night.
How was the vibe?
Rocco's?
Yeah, sure.
It was great. It was really great.
Okay, sure.
It was really great.
It was really
fun. Sasha Colby was performing. I loved her.
Love her.
There was this queen that learned the new Beyonce song. Like, the album's out, but like one of the...
The new
The
song.
New one. The one that about being busy.
Yes. Is that the one that Khalees is mad about?
I think so.
Okay.
But let's talk about Beyonce has a song about being busy. I have a song called Bitch, I'm Busy. Do you think she listened to my album?
I think you should post a video the way Khalees did.
Oh my God. Should I? That's so fucking funny.
I mean, it would be funny if you post a lip sync of the Khalees. Of the Khalees.
Oh my God.
Being mad.
Well, I mean, Beyonce is very like... it's kind of like drag. It's like... Everything is a reference. Like, everything is like you borrow from somebody. It's like you were inspired by somebody. It came from somewhere. But in music world, like, if you sample somebody, like, they usually get paid for it.
Yes. Well, that's the discussion online. There's a new, now they're calling them interpolations.
Okay.
Interpolations, which is, I guess what they're saying is they're like, it is not because copyright law covers that this is an interpretive compilation.
Oh, shit.
So copyright law protects them.
Okay.
But, of course, people who own that property are like, bitch.
Damn, I know. But that's the thing, that's the scary thing about being an art artist is the minute you put it out, like, there are rules. But also, it's like, people will steal your shit if they want to.
People will steal your shit if they want to. That's such a true thing. It's like, it's scary.
But
it's
who
scary.
Better than Beyonce to steal your shit?
That's true. And it's just like, look, if the queen wants it, you gotta let her eat.
I think so. But I guess, like, in that Khalees video, there was a lot of, like, bitter. Like, there was a lot of, like, people comparing me to her. Like I've worked with her. I've met her, you know. There was a lot of, like, jealousy. So I think that, like, whenever, like, those kind of things. Like, if I ever want to call somebody out, it comes from a place of jealousy, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, I mean, Khalees has been done dirty. Like... but I mean, entertainment does everyone dirty.
Entertainment's awful. I was thinking about this morning. I was like, this is crazy that we chose this industry to be in.
Oh, I literally this week to my partner was like, I got some bad news about something entertainment related. And I was like, I chose bad. I made the wrong choice.
Right.
And it's too late for me.
Right. But then that's why entertainers are so iconic because it's always, your life is always on the line.
The highs are high.
24/7.
The highs are high.
Yeah, but when you're at the top, you're just like, oh, when am I going to drop back down? That's just the way being entertained.
Have you felt an up and down in your, because it for
There's
me.
There's always an up and down.
Okay, yes. From the outside, I look at you and you're like, she just continues to climb.
Right.
But in your life, I'm sure you feel the up and down.
I mean, everything is kind of like based online. So when there's like, you know, a winter season on, everyone's like tagging you and shit. So you're kind of like, oh, wow, like I'm the shit now. Mm-hmm. But when there's like a season 14 on and then the new girls are out, like no one's thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like the internet really controls the narrative of like what you think of yourself. And now all of our algorithms are like, they're what's it called? Not manipulated. They're tailored to us.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fucked up.
It is fucked up. It is fucked up.
And I also, the one thing that I realize is there's so many people in this world. There's so many people.
Can't believe how many gay people there are.
There's so many gay people. And like people, like, anyway, yeah. People know you, even though you don't think they know you.
But that's the trick, right? It's like, how do you take the good juju from people who are your fans and all that stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
And then also be like, oh, but at the end of the day, how I love myself is the only thing that matters. How do we do both?
You don't. You do. You just have to. It's just the gamble of emotions being an entertainer.
Yeah.
Because it's like
emotions are scary.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like this morning I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I need to post a TikTok or else my career is going to end.
That's not good.
Then my TikTok is great. It's fine.
Yeah.
Everything is fine. Why am I thinking that?
I know you have to. And I mean, the general you have to take breaks from it, right? Like you have to take sanity breaks from it. Like it doesn't matter. Like, it does not matter.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. You just got to keep doing you. I'm trying to do things. Like, the thing about being a drag queen is, like, you're year-round, bitch. Like, pop artists are on cycles.
Well, Willow Pill was talking about this recently on Nicole Byer's podcast of, like, and she basically said, you know, obviously she's the latest winner. And she's like, I think I'm going to opt out.
Yeah, she told me that at DragCon.
There you go. Like, she's trying to opt out of the more, make more, what's next. Like, there's so much pressure on winners and anyone who does drag to be like, keep feeding it, keep feeding the gays.
Yeah, I mean, like, also, like, when you think about a winner in, like, pageantry systems, like, you reign for that year and you have your duties and your responsibilities to, like, go to other pageants with the crown on. And, like, so I think that, like, that lightly has been passed on to Drag Race. I stutter my W's and my R's. If anyone has ever listened to me talk, it's my thing.
I love it.
It's who I am.
It's iconic, and that's going to be stolen by Beyonce.
Yeah, she didn't steal my stutter, that bitch. And that's been kind of like passed down to Drag Race winners, where it's like you have to do something with your reign.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's different. Every winner is different.
Totally.
Like my reign, I was like, I am going to do everything because I'm a yes person.
You really did.
I'm also like immigrant POC
yes.
vibe. So
we've talked about this, which I'm with
like,
you.
You know, like
you're like, what is hard work?
If I have to take the bus to work, I'm taking the bus to work.
Exactly.
Like, I'll get there. So everyone is different. You know, everyone deals with their own shit. I think that like being compared to people is just the way the entertainment industry is all about.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that Willow is like, I'm taking a stand. I'm doing whatever I want, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's my reign. Because that's how it is. If she wants to fucking take vacation because she just won, what was it, 150?
Or 200. She won the 150.
She won the 150. Then go. You fucking won.
Take it.
Yes.
Take it.
You shot a fucking season in a pandemic. Like, do whatever you want to do.
She's sickening, and I'm excited for her. And yeah, I hope there's more of that going forward and less pressure. Having said that, your latest music video is a gag.
Oh, do you like it?
Are you kidding? Especially the Mario Peach fantasy.
Oh my God, I'm so happy. That was like, you know, it was one of those brainstormy things where you're like, we should do Mario Kart. Mario Party. And then I was because learning from releasing the other music videos and having this like storyline thing, I was like, what do the fans like? They love looks. They love looks to recreate, looks to draw.
Mm-hmm.
They love like campy visual shit.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really wanted to like really dig into like drag being like this impersonation thing, you know? Like,
yeah.
Back in the day when I first started drag, Fahrenheit, Brooklyn Heights drag mom, was always like, oh, like you should do Janet, you should impersonate Tina Turner, you should like, mm-hmm. and it was always like, it wasn't like find your own drag, it was like, let's impersonate somebody else. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to like kind of like pay homage to that with that Mario. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like impersonate Mario.
I love
and
that.
Originally Lemon was supposed to be Luigi.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought that would be so funny. And she made a joke at dinner for my birthday. And she was like, can I just be Princess Peach? And I was like, no, like, you're Luigi. Like, that's more iconic. Like, Lemianka as, like,
right.
Mario and Luigi. And then, like, we started brainstorming. And we're like, actually, it kind of makes sense for, like, Princess Peach saves the day and kills.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, and
it
I also,
turns it
like,
on its head.
I like working with women. Like, my director's a woman and all that stuff. So I love the idea of, like, Peach saves Mario. That's fucking
yeah,
iconic.
They do Peach. Look, I'm a Nintendo stan, but, like, the way that they let Peach just every time, they make her unable to save herself. And they haven't made a Princess Peach game yet. Are you fucking kidding me?
I know. And there needs to be. She's like the Barbie of Nintendo.
She's a fucking badass. I would love, like, a Princess Peach Rambo moment.
Yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fuck you, Bowser.
Fuck you, bitch.
And they just let her a fucking cuss and she has a filthy mess. She's like, suck my cunt, Bowser.
Yeah, lick my clit.
Yeah, fucking suck my asshole till my shit comes out.
I love that. That's beautiful.
I want that
poetic.
It's poetic. I have a million things to ask you. One thing I'm going to immediately ask you is how are you feeling about the Canada season 3?
Oh, I love it. I think it's really great. It's like, it's really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's interesting.
It's a very
it's interesting watching a season that you're on.
The dynamics, huh?
The queens are so much better this season.
Yeah.
They have more personality. They're like,
then what?
Then season 2.
Oh.
They're like,
and I,
you know what? Season, I wish that they mixed the season 2 cast with the season 3 cast.
I like, liked season 2, I must
say. I loved season 2,
yeah.
But all the queens were like just like so much more polished. Like all of them looked amazing. All of them had great makeup. All of them were like skinny white twinks. and
oh, racism.
Season 3 is just more charming like season 1 was. There was like the Jimbos and the Lemons and the Ilona Verleys and the...
There's more mess.
Oh my God, there's so much
I like
mess.
That.
I love Bombay, so fucking crazy.
Amazing.
Fierce Delicious. It's wild. Kimmy Couture. Everyone wants to talk like her now. You know, Jada, like it's just like the cast, they just nailed it.
The infighting is almost reminiscent of an early ANTM.
It's given that.
It's giving early
it's
reality.
It's giving no holes bars. It's giving like they don't give a shit. So I love it.
I like it.
I'm proud. I do love that they like include me every year. Like they have me interview the girls for the Marilyn Dennis show, which is like a Canadian talk show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to like always go back and still be a part of the fam.
Yeah.
Because it is a weird thing. Like you do this season, it's your whole life, and then you're like not asked to do anything.
Well, then that's why I know you've been asked this, but I have to ask you again. Then because you are iconic, because you, I'm going to, honestly, your win made Canada's Drag Race matter.
Thank you.
Will you do the all-winter season when it comes back around?
Yeah, like as I will compete on an all-winter season, no questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
I will, you know, even if they ask me to do like, as long as I get to meet RuPaul.
Yeah. Which you haven't yet?
No.
I know, it's hard to get to her.
It's really, she's playing hard to get.
I've worked with World of Wonder, too, and just, like, understanding, like, I'm not gonna get to Rue. She's the wizard behind the curtain.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
It's like, she's so great.
She has great boundaries.
Mm-hmm. As we need to learn from her.
We need to learn that, because she doesn't... I've said this before, I'll say it again. She doesn't give a fuck about the success of her own show, which I think is healthy.
I think it's healthy. I think that, like, you're, you know, you work so hard to get something off the ground, and then you just have to live in it.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, you know... eventually in your life, like, same idea what we're talking about, like the pop star cycle. Like, she shoots a show for a few months, and then she chills.
Yes. And I also think, like, she has a great production team, obviously, in World of Wonder, in terms of, like, especially that, like, she shows up.
I love her.
She shows up, and they're like, she's like, what am I doing today?
Uh-huh.
Great.
I know.
I'm into it. Celebrity Drag Race? Oh, cool. Who knew?
Yeah, she obviously loves it. That's a lot of TV to do. She could just do one season a year if she wanted to.
She really could.
So
I wonder if we're headed that way. How many seasons?
Do you want more Drag Race or do you want less?
It's a lot right now, Diva.
Is it bad or is it good?
I'm worried.
I mean, I'm just happy that like gay people are being put on TV.
I am very happy about that. But I'm worried that the girls aren't. This isn't say like we can't do it, but like girls get less attention now, don't you?
I mean,
you know?
The thing is that like now it's harder to be a breakout star, but if you are a breakout star of your season, then you fucking won.
Yeah.
Because now there's so many more girls to be compared to. Like people, you know, people know all the winners because yeah. they're all iconic breakout stars. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you can really get people to, like, I think about like Jimbo.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
breakout.
Just like everyone loves Jimbo. Like everyone. Love. And it's like Jimbo was on UK versus the World, and as you know, and made such a ripple effect
yeah.
for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Same with Pangina. Like,
yeah.
if they could stick out against all these different seasons, like that, it's like that undeniable star power.
Yeah.
Not everyone can be a star now. Like, not all of us get hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers like we used to.
No.
Yeah. I was probably like in the last batch of my followers.
I think so. Because Canada was like fresh and novel. It's still amazing, but like, I just worry less people are watching.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, now it's like homework. Like,
it
I
is.
Will happily
a lot
watch
to catch
it.
Up on. Yeah.
I watch France. Mm-hmm. And that's homework, especially because they don't include the lip sync songs in the episode.
So do they like just mute it and you just watch it?
It literally at the bottom says, this song is not available in this territory.
Damn.
So it's been replaced. It's like,
so what plays?
Like some hokey cokey beepity beep beep bopada bop.
Oh, weird. So it's like uncertain of who won the lip sync.
Yeah, and then they're like, this person won, and you're like, I guess.
Right.
How would I know? Any feelings on this season of All Stars? How have you enjoyed the journey?
This is one of the best seasons in television.
Yeah, I think so.
It was giving me All Stars 2. It
yes.
was giving me season 9.
I still prefer All Stars 2, but
yeah, of course.
It's pretty incredible.
This is incredible. It was incredible that they carried. Like, they literally carried.
Yeah.
I love No Eliminations. I love The Plunger.
They should do this again within more other queens.
I agree. I think my favorite thing was seeing Jada Essence Hall.
Oh my God, the winner of the runway.
Herself. Like, own herself. Like, just
yes.
fully. Because it's hard being a pandemic winner.
And like, convert the haters.
Yeah, like you don't get to bask in the like going on the road and like having people be like, oh my God, Jada, like you are my idol. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for her to do this
mm-hmm.
was like, I was with her because we were all pandemic winners. So I was like, this is incredible. I love her.
And I know people very close to me who were like, I don't know about her, and have fully been converted of just being like, I have to eat my words because
yeah.
she's fucking sickening.
She
and
is sickening.
To me, everyone was great, but like she wins runway award of the season for uh-huh. me, just consistently.
Yes, I totally agree.
So good on the runway.
I also love the Vivian on this. It was so cool to see her.
She was incredible. She's so fun. She's so funny. She could have won more challenges. I think
she
was robbed
yeah.
a couple times.
I think she was robbed a few times. But when you have a standout star like Jinx, it's
right.
so fucking hard.
So, okay, we're going to get into the drama of this finale. But first, silence, Pri.
Okay.
I feel like taking a break.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Back my break. Okay, Pri, as you know, we're about to get into this finale, but first I need to introduce a little segment that will unfortunately be going away.
Oh.
I make a lot of Trinity the Tuck jokes on this podcast.
I live!
And with this being the last episode Trinity's going to be on for some time, I need to give you a couple of my Trinity jokes.
Oh, so for through these bad jokes?
Yes.
Okay.
Really bad, really corny in the voice of Trinity. This is part one of two.
I'm dead.
Help me. And this is in Trinity's voice. Here we go. I'm such a pumped up balloon, my blood type's helium. I'm Trinity!
I wish you could see my face right now.
I'm so plastic that when my doctor told me I needed a new liver, he replaced it with a rubber band. I'm Trinity.
Your impression's really good.
Thank you.
The jokes are not good.
Okay. Thank you for keeping me honest. I'm rubber and you're glue. That's it. That's the end. I'm Trinity. There's more.
Oh, no.
I'm so pumped full of rubber that construction workers use my penis as a traffic cone. I'm Trinity! And that was just part one of Trinity jokes.
What do you mean part one?
Oh, there's more parts.
When?
Oh, today?
Today? Fuck.
I know. Sorry.
You laughed at yourself the way that Rue laughs at Trinity every time she talks. Yeah, like you really played both roles.
I really, you gotta be your own best man.
Someone get the Emmy.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
And you know what? That's how you make fans. You become your fans.
I totally agree with that.
You know? Like, when you do something, can you watch yourself back? Or do you like, I don't want to watch myself?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I'll have to.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
You have to know. And even if you're like, that wasn't good, I still need to know.
Yeah. There's some, like, performance videos of myself that I've, like, had to, like, keep my eyes open, hold my eyes open to watch.
Do you feel like
that's how you get better. That's how you get better.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll leave.
She's a rubber bitch. So going into this.
Yes, let's finally talk about this damn episode.
Let's talk about this fucking episode.
As it literally pauses.
As it fucks up. Look, we had the crazy thing last week. How'd you feel about the three wins, surprise, three wins, new finale moment?
I loved it.
Yeah, you love for the drama?
I like it.
Yeah.
That's what we sign up for.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love a twist. I love a turn.
Mm-hmm.
And that might, you know, if I ever enter the ring again, it might come to bite me, but that's what I sign up for. Like, I remember like shooting Canada's Drag Race whenever I'd be like a little bit shocked or down on myself. I'm like, this is what I signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's shit.
It's shit. It's a psychological experiment
yes!
designed to make you go crazy.
100%.
Can you, will they make you go crazy? And if you come back, are they going to turn you into a villain?
Oh, they don't have to turn me into a villain. I am a villain.
You're toxic, and I love
so toxic.
It.
I don't think I'd be a villain. It's not in me.
I wouldn't put it past the production to turn you into one.
I'm like a little too honest, I'm a television person. I grew up in TV, right? I've been in TV since I was like 13.
Come on. So like,
whatever
YTV?
I say,
is YTV? That what
YTV, yeah.
Come on, YTV.
So I'm like, whatever I'm saying on camera, bitch, is calculated. Like, it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to like randomly be like, Monet Exchange, you're a cunt. And last night on the runway, you did this. Like,
uh-huh.
If I'm saying that, I know it's going to be used.
Yeah.
So you can't turn me into a villain.
You can't. Okay. Oh, that's a challenge.
Ah.
That's a challenge. Wow, Wilson.
Yeah. World of One is like on. Noted.
So we have our two lip syncs, our two lip sync Lollapaloozas. We have the first one, which is obviously the She Already Done Had Her Dirties.
Yes.
That's for just some money.
Yeah,
$50,000. $50,000.
That's a lot of money. A
lot of money. God bless.
God bless.
Love this. And of course, we kick off this episode with a good old-fashioned dancing in the workroom with Rue.
Yes.
I love that this just pays homage to old Drag Race in such an adorable way.
I totally agree with you.
Ooh, should we chirp and burp these runway looks?
Oh my God, yes. Rue's.
Rue?
Beautiful.
Stunning.
Just so fun. This ostrich, like the way that's dyed, the belt.
Because
I was like, what is the blue tie into?
Yes.
And the blue ties into her fucking eye makeup. I was like, this is so smart.
It also, this silhouette is stunning because it like makes her waist look non-existent. It just looks like this shoulder piece and the hips. It's like, wow, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I love it. That feather is amazing. Hair is yellow and Urine Blonde is back. We live.
We live.
This
I
is.
I live.
Don't make me do another Trinity. You don't want to hear
it. I don't want part two.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming.
Don't do it to me. Don't do it to me.
So this is just straight up finale eleganza.
Love. My favorite runway in the whole wide world is finale eleganza.
Just because you're like, you know. Just be good.
Just be good.
Yeah.
Just be good and bring your,
yeah,
your vibes.
How are you going to top that goddess look the next time you come back?
More arms, more limbs. Just whatever just, else, yeah.
Just crawling on the ceiling with your
limbs.
I don't
know. I mean, like, you know, I'm...
It's hard. You set a high bar, babes.
Yeah, I did because there's no ceiling. You just keep raising it.
Wow. Put it on your t-shirt.
You know what I mean?
Raise the bar because there's no ceiling, baby.
Also, it's art. Don't forget that. So, like, at the time that you're, like, brainstorming your finale eleganza look, like, you are inspired by something. You're feeling some type of way. You want to sell something. So whatever I turn the corner wearing for any runway is what I want to do at the moment.
Work.
The world. Tour.
Why are you on Work the World? You're doing the Candace War Walk Battle Walk?
I'm doing War on the Catwalk.
Yes.
I'm not on Work the World.
Yet.
Not yet. Maybe soon. That would be a fun fucking tour to do.
And you have so many things. That's what's so great about you having so much work out there in the world. You have so much music and proof of concept.
Proof of concept is a fucking compliment. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
You're gag. Jada, I mean.
This look is so
fucking stunning.
I thought it was a little lackluster.
Okay.
But it's...
Which part?
She is the luster.
She is. You know, it's so, like, it's
it
not
doesn't
like,
give me Jada Essence Hall, really. It just gave
really?
Me like, it just gave me like beautiful. Like if the category was fringe, this would be perfect. It wasn't giving me like showstopper.
Interesting.
But in person, this is probably the most sparkly thing you've ever seen.
That too, right? Because cameras flatten the look. But
yeah.
This did everything for me. And Jada, it did that weird thing that Jada does sometimes where you're like, is it? It's not simple, but like, is it like a classic silhouette? Yes. But somehow that is genius to me.
Or
it's just like gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the small wig, pulling off a small wig, bitch.
A small wig. I would never do that. Oh my God. My face would look so huge.
Are you kidding? Me neither. Me neither. I can't do it. But that's a big old
this
chirp.
Look, Raja.
Raja.
Winner of the runway. Winner of the runway.
Serving Madam Butter Freak.
Just concept. As you said, proof of concept. This is somebody that knows exactly what they're doing. Head to toe.
Yes.
Contacts. Makeup. Like
crown.
No wig.
Oh my God.
Just pull the hair back and put a hat on.
Pull your gore. Oh, she's incredible. How does she hold on to this?
It's literally perfect.
Oh, I fucking love it. And I love Raja. What a fucking winner. You yell at Michelle Visage all you want, baby, because you earned it.
Oh, yeah, she did yell
chirp.
At Michelle Visage.
Yeah, that's what the T says.
Oh, yeah.
Tivana's. Tivana's. The Vivian.
My baby, the Viv.
Black, ostrich, gorgeous.
It's funny because, you know, everyone except for Raja and Monet, I would say, leaned into more just like classic pretty girl gowns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a beautiful gown. Jada's mm-hmm. was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, Raja was, like, drag.
Yeah.
Maybe not drag, because drag is whatever. But, like, camp, like campy, you want to call it?
Yeah, it's, I know what you're saying. You're basically saying a lot of them gave, like, almost classic old Hollywood this is what a woman wears when she's about to be crowned.
Yes, yes, yes. And whereas like Raja was like, this, I am a butterfly. And Monet was like naked with this fabric on. Anyways, we'll
get yeah. Anyways, it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. She looks pretty.
It's a chirp. It's just stunning and perfect. And her makeup is insane in person, they all say.
Yeah, her makeup is incredible.
Evie Oddly
this
a
was
cake.
Amazing. I love this.
Cake girl.
Cake girl.
With the rollers.
It was just like, yeah, this is why I love Evie Oddly, because it's like
amazing.
It's like I came out dressed as the cake. Like it's just like,
I mean, the bubbles.
This is the kind of drag that I love. Like I love shit like this.
And then when you get closer, you see like those like bubble pearls on her lips.
Yes.
And the hair is like whipped frosting. It's very Cinderella, not Cinderella, the Sleeping Beauty cake when it's melting on the broomstick. Uh-huh. I loved it. Such a chirp.
Love.
Okay, Jinx giving Game of Thrones.
Hate.
It's
or burp, sorry, burp.
Burp, yeah. It's not good enough.
It's just meh.
It is. Like especially the bottom half when you're like, yeah, that's
her makeup,
just
headpiece. Everything looks fucking incredible.
Yeah, the chest thingy is cool. But I mean, when you look at the other girls, you're like, okay.
Yeah. It just seems like a bit of a weird, like, storyline.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they're giving us quite a storyline with her, which they're like, look, she's the winner of the season, but let's not pay attention to any of the lip syncs.
Exactly.
Which we'll get into. Uh-huh. Monet Exchange, I mean, fuck my hole.
This was great. This is a hole being fucked.
This is a hole.
She posted a photo of this, like, now, like, the photo shoot version of it, and mm-hmm. it looks, like, so much more elevated.
Really?
Yeah, like, this is obviously elevated and incredible, but, like, it's so, like, there's so much to look at. Like,
there's
it's perfect.
So much to look at.
It's so perfect. I love the way that the fabric swoops behind her.
Uh-huh.
I love that it's, like, just
I love
it. This is, like, you don't think about this. This is, like,
absolutely.
It's just how did her brain even think of this?
Wicked beauty. Not Hellraiser, but Henny Razor. It is Henny. It is crazy. It is also just, like, architectural, studded, scary. Oh, I love it. Caca. Monet, the winner of this episode for me.
I'm dead. Oh, this.
Shay.
This is such a Shay dress.
So Shay. It's like,
it's just perfect. Clean
lines. Sunset.
It's just Shay.
She loves just to take risks, I find, in this season, which, is it my favorite look she's ever worn? No.
No.
Is it stunning?
Yes.
Yes. Am I gay? Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes.
Are my Trinity jokes bad?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that, like, the cool thing about Shay is that she just, like, is so in touch with, like, fashion and, like,
mm-hmm.
clean silhouettes. And, like, she just, like, she knows what she wants to wear to feel beautiful. So it's
she
nice
knows.
To, like, see her sell it because it's a hard thing to sell.
It is a hard thing to sell because it's, like, almost, like, not it's Jada does it, too, where it's, like, is this drag or is this just couture?
Yeah.
And what's the difference?
And what's the difference? Exactly. It's really interesting.
Trinity!
Trinity, I love her. I didn't like the wig, but I did like the outfit.
I agree. I think the wig is like, I've seen this wig on you, diva.
Yeah, like the outfit's perfect. Like she's wearing like this gown thing and then her puss is out because Trinity the Tuck. So it's like,
yeah.
It works. It's on brand. It's just the wig I wasn't a fan of.
Totally.
She's so beautiful. I love her drag so much. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really stunning. I'll chirp it. Chirp. Wow, those are our runways.
Ooh, I love runways.
Woo!
The realness.
The realness.
That's the weirdest thing about runways is that you put so much work into the fucking runway.
Right.
And then you wear it for 5 minutes.
Can you believe it?
No. Or I guess yes.
How much did you?
$30,000.
What?
I spent $30,000 on my package.
Oh my God.
And all of it's in the garbage now. Like I don't even know where it is.
What do you mean you don't know where it is?
And also, drag was so different back when I did it. So I'm like, how did that ugly drag cost me that much money?
Yeah. That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
You don't have it in storage? When
so
you say you lost it, you mean
well,
you
because
can't
I was
wear
working
it?
Two jobs, I just saved up all the tips that people had given me over the years.
Uh-huh.
And I just, so basically like the city of Toronto paid for my package.
Whoa.
Yeah.
if that ain't some Canadian shit.
That's some Canadian shit.
Some help your neighbor shit that we don't have here in America.
You know, a lot of girls have to like borrow from people. Like some of the bars help the girls pay for their packages. Like if they support, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Jesus.
But you do what it takes to be a winner, baby.
Yeah. You're a winner. So we have the amazing Evie v. Vivian. They're doing the salt and pepper push it.
You know what's crazy?
Hmm.
is I think that Vivian won this lip sync.
Well, okay, I'm here for that just because all the lip syncs were called crazy.
Vivian was fucking funny.
Yeah, you felt like she... I was with someone. I liked Evie's performance, but I was with someone who said the same thing as you.
I mean, Evie's performance was fucking incredible, but I'm always impressed by, you know, the girl who can take a song and make it, like, a little bit, like, funny
mm-hmm.
without trying too hard to make it funny. Like, this, like, head roll she did, and then when, you know, Evie
Legacy.
Was in the split, and she was like, nah, I want to do that. Like, I was like, oh, that's, like, it's because it, when you're lip syncing, it's so hard to, like, ground yourself. So the fact
right.
that, like, you know, you're not flailing around and throwing your t-shirt around and doing backflips and stuff,
sure.
it's like, that's more impressive to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard, because you're selling a different thing.
It's very hard to be in the moment and be present. I'm a terrible lip syncer. And when I've done it, though, it's so hard to be in the moment and then make a choice, uh-huh. stay in the moment, sometimes just trust the emotion of it.
Yeah, and also, like, you can't plan when you go into these things. You just need to, like, plan a few things and just hope for the best.
Right.
Yeah.
I will say I was pretty impressed by Evie's moves.
Yeah,
but
of course.
So for me, Evie, for you, Viv,
uh-huh.
work.
Well, but, like, also, like, Evie won the lip sync, too. But, like, I just think that, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what you get when you put winners up against each other, because it's, like, they're both amazing.
They're both amazing. Yeah. And also, we don't know. The edit, you know, the edit kind of leads us one way in a lot of these lip syncs where you're like, I wish I could have seen the whole thing.
Right.
But
right.
such is not the way. So we have Evie going on to the next round. Uh-huh. And then we have Raja v. Jada in the Let's Hear It for the Boy lip sync.
Yeah, I mean, same idea. I think Raja did more of like a Vivian kind of performance.
Yeah.
And was giving more just like fun girl. Like the song was made for Raja.
Right.
Jada did a good job.
Yeah.
But
well, again, I felt the edit was a little suspicious for me. But this one, I was like, okay, I can see Raja winning this one because I love Raja. And I was like, yeah, she's giving this song, which she has a deeper connection to maybe than Jada.
I'm screaming. You just called her old.
Yeah.
And you just called her old.
Yeah, absolutely. She has a connection to it. You know, she was there when the artist recorded
it. But I also feel like,
it.
Like, if you look at Raja's emotions, like, she's singing the song. Like, she's,
yes.
like, she's singing the song.
Yes.
And I think that, like, that's what made her the winner for me, is that she was, like, singing the lyrics, and it felt like she meant the lyrics.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So then, yeah, Raja wins this one. Let's go ahead and talk about that last She Already Dead Dode to Head Hers is Raja v. Evie. The Raja v.
Evie
lip sync. Yeah,
Evie won when the fucking Evie wig came really off with the won. Wig cap, and it made you feel like her wig actually came off, and you're
yeah.
like, this is, like... She even, like, sold it as, like, a moment of vulnerability, too. Like, she was
yeah.
so good.
She won.
That was, I think that was, like, comparable to Sasha Velour's, like,
yeah,
rose petals.
It was fantastic.
It was, like, you didn't see it coming.
And it worked perfectly with the song, with, you know, girls are doing it for who themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this for me, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, whatever. We love Raja, but she did not win that
She didn't
lip-sync.
Win. She won, in my opinion, she won the title of...
Uh-huh.
She was that winner for me.
Right, like, it was a cumulative win.
It was like Jinx. Like, it was like she just won because she won.
When you have that fun ADR of, like, based on the season.
Yeah, yeah. Like, which is how it always should be, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I think I might be a bitch who thinks, like, okay, when I hear RuPaul's Drag Race, I think race. And I think a race is about who crosses that finish line.
Okay, that's fair.
So for me, I'm like, let's give it to the person who finished the cross, like, who finished. Like, because I'm here for a Sasha Velour win, where it's like, Sasha didn't win the season, but she won the finale.
She did win the finale.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in the middle. I'm like, if I were RuPaul, I would just choose a winner who I think would be the most iconic winner.
Mm.
And who would represent the brand and keep breaking barriers.
Yeah. But then that's my question is, then if you want that queen to win so bad, do you do lip sync Lollapalooza for the finale? Probably not.
Well, the structure of the episodes are made before they even film, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But they knew
like
Jinx
sold,
was coming.
It's sold to the network. So the network signs off on it. So they have to do the.
But they knew. Yeah, you're right. Because I was thinking in my head, like, you can't. There's nothing that's a more gratifying finale, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see a fucking acting challenge for the finale. No,
you want to see this.
You want to see
this?
It's
fun to watch at the bar.
Yeah.
You're screaming.
Easy.
Yeah. This is what drag's all about, performance.
baby, because it's not personal.
No,
it's drag.
Exactly.
Wait, we're gonna talk. We're one more quick break.
No more jokes, please.
Please.
Okay, one more.
Yes. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break. Oh, we're here for Pri's favorite segment.
Oh, okay.
Trinity jokes.
It's go time.
Yeah, it's go time. Let's go. Honey, I'm so plastic that when I go to Starbucks, I order a venti saline with a shot of Restylane. Trinity, I used to work for Mattel. No, that one's not the best one. Here we go.
I'm dead.
Okay, how about this one?
Okay.
Girl, I'm so plastic, I saw a picture of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch and thought it was me. Just kidding. My ass is bigger. Just kidding. I asked the Garbage Patch where it gets its work done and it told me we go to the same doctor. Season 9, I'm Trinity.
You knew that was not good.
I knew that was not good.
You knew when you were saying it.
But also, when you're performing for someone who isn't living, you know, like, I could feel I could feel myself, like, losing my confidence.
I'm fucking dead. When you're performing for someone who actually kind of hates you.
Who hates it. You're like,
staring.
I feel I could feel you hating it.
I'm dead.
Okay, so let's get into these lip syncs for the 200K. Jinx versus Shea Coulee for Jude.
So, like, dancing wise, Shea won the lip sync, but I think like presence in the face, Jinx won. Like, Jinx was captivating. Look at that face. What?
I think Jinx did pretty good. I wonder why she didn't bring more gags. If she's she knows she's a funny queen. Bring some gags to your lip sync because you're not gonna give a better puss performance
Jinx
than Shea.
Jinx is not dumb.
Right.
Jinx was like, I'm winning this season. Jinx knows she's funny. Jinx knows she's incredible. Jinx knows she knows that Rue loves her.
She knows.
So
even though she doesn't know her name, Rue loves her. Now my question is, was that a decoy?
Because I think it was a decoy.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. RuPaul's also smart and knows that the queens left the season being like, oh, it was rigged for Jinx. It was rigged for Jinx. You know what I mean?
That she pretended not to remember her name because she knew the favoritism that was about to unfold. That is genius.
But yeah, I think Shay won.
Shay won this
dancing, but Jinx was still. Oh, but also when she like did the jump turnaround thing,
what the fuck was that?
I hated that.
It
seemed like she was gonna do something really big.
Who the fuck said that? But who the fuck told you that?
Yeah,
that was weird.
So anyways, they were both incredible. Like, I think that, like, Shay won the lip sync once again. But Jinx, there's something about watching Jinx lip sync that was very captivating. I won't lie.
I bet the girls were plucked. I just wonder if, you know, the girls sacrifice so much to be here, and then production does whatever the hell they want. I don't know. I'm happy.
They both can't win. Like, somebody has to win the lip sync.
You're right. I guess I wish that then let's have the final. Maybe I just didn't want to see Jinx versus Shay. Like, I would have felt better if Jinx beat Trinity. Jinx, I would have been like, yes.
Trinity. Because you don't like Trinity anymore. What is it?
I just don't think Trinity is the best lip syncer in this top four.
No.
I would have been like, I would have felt more normal if like Jinx beat Trinity. I would have been like, yes, we're okay with this.
Yeah.
But it just feels a little false to tell me Jinx. I'm happy Jinx won the season. She deserves it. It's just weird to watch a lip sync where someone tells you vanilla's chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, the next one is, of course, to the pink song, So What? Monet v. Trinity. This is our twinner showdown.
Yes.
The moment we've waited for, I don't know, 1.5 years because All Stars 4 was yesterday.
Right.
What'd you think of this one?
It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine.
Would you like to do this song in a lip sync?
I would love to do this song.
Really?
I love this song.
Okay, work.
There's so when, like, Pink, because Pink sings with such, like, gut and soul, it would be really fun to, like.
You're good at that. You're good at giving that guttural emotion.
I love it because it's, like, it's fun. Because the verses are so, like, playful.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went, right? But then the choruses are, like.
Yeah.
I'm still a rock star.
What?
I got my rock moves.
Yeah.
You know?
You're good.
I'm all right. Oh. I'm just fine. You know what I mean?
I'm feeling more you right now than in this lip sync.
I love that album. I think that one was on Funhouse, right?
I don't remember.
I think it was one of the, I would drive around in college listening to that album and be like, wow, Pink is everything.
I do love Pink.
Underrated.
Was that Family? What was
Family
that?
Family Portrait?
Yeah, was that Family Portrait?
That was
Portrait?
On the second album.
Can we work it out?
Oh, that was also good.
Can we be a family? That was such a gutting
moment.
It
was giving Kelly Rowland Stoll. Remember that song?
Oh, yes.
Also, you should go. I just hit the mic. You should go back and listen to that song. Kelly Rowland put her puss on that track.
Kelly Rowland is puss.
It was
Kelly Rowland's amazing.
The vocal, the emotion.
She's amazing. She's also given the gays the house they want. Mm-hmm. You know, she's given us Commander. And other hits.
When she was working with David Guetta,
I loved
Kelly
that
Rowland,
moment.
You couldn't touch her, bitch.
I loved every moment.
Her. Now she's doing what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she does.
Collecting residuals.
Artist. Yeah.
She's chilling.
Her song Coffee is really fucking good too, though.
Ooh. Yeah. We didn't talk about the RuPaul song Smile, but I don't know if we have to.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm all about creating your own opportunities. And RuPaul said, I'm going to perform my fucking song.
I mean, it's like, and look, the finale's an hour long. There's time for you to perform your song for sure.
I love the way that they did it. They were like, I had this dream about these clowns. Like, I think this is stupid, but it was perfect.
It's very dumb. And you know what? It successfully did the trick of like, I didn't like the song when I first heard it. And then when I heard it a second time, I was like,
you vibed.
I vibed a little bit more.
And the lyrics are fucking good.
Rue knows. Like, I'll just shove it down your throat and then you'll like it.
Of course, yeah. Like every song, every RuPaul song.
RuPaul
makes good music, just so you know.
I love, I would say 95% of Rue songs.
They're all really well produced, really great.
Yeah.
Rue also gives her puss.
I still live when I hear The Realness. I still live when I hear Sissy That Walk. I still live when I hear American.
American's good too, yeah.
My country tis of thee.
Yeah.
I hate America.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But you love, where do you live again?
Okay, let's talk about their looks. This is the top two lip sync. Jinx v. Monet.
Monet won the lip sync.
Monet won the lip sync.
Monet was
she
phenomenal.
Won the look.
I've never seen Monet perform so perfectly.
Perfect. And they cut out her. Okay, the Nicki, when the Nicki verse comes up, they cut it out of the lip sync.
Yeah.
They didn't show the whole thing because you know Monet flattened that shit.
Yeah. But we also, it's fine that they cut it out because she's still flattened.
It's just so weird to me. It's like, then don't, I don't know. They couldn't even edit around how good Monet was.
No. Cause she's but she's also an undeniable star.
She's undeniable, and ooh, I'm gonna say something controversial. She's Monet winning All Stars 4, maybe. Monet winning All Star 7, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but also Jinx winning All Star 7, yes.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree. Yeah. I mean, and obviously, if Monet won, the fans would have lost their minds.
The good news is we are a the product of the internet.
Yes.
Narrative. And the narrative is that Monet won the lip sync, Shay won the lip sync. So now their fandom is bigger.
You're right. And the
people
bottom line is—
People love a robbed queen.
People love a robbed queen.
Because at the end of the day, we're all like, yeah, Monet won, but Jinx also won. Okay, that makes sense.
You're right that like Jinx did so—
Would you rather be the it makes sense winner? Or would you rather be the like, you really had to like—
You won at the end. I guess I would rather be the It Makes Sense winner.
Yeah, because when you're an undeniable winner, you're a winner, baby.
And the memorable moments from this season belong to who? Jinx.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a lot of other moments that I'm gonna be like, I don't remember that. But yeah, Jinx's comedy, I'm like, kind of defined the season. But I don't know. I just think Monet did so amazing. She nailed everything. She was funny. She was present. She danced.
Her dancing. Oh.
And I'm going to say something controversial. I want your opinion on this.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to say.
I'm dead. I'm not ready.
I'll leave. No. I just think it's funny how do I put this? White queens can win a season without winning the final lip sync, but queens of color can't. Like, queens of color have to win the final lip sync in order to win the season. Whereas white queens have the privilege of not doing good in the final lip sync and still winning.
Who? Jinx, okay, Jinx.
Jinx. Trixie.
Willow?
I don't know. I'm immediately thinking of Trixie because I'm a bitch. But...
Oh.
Where it's like, Kennedy won the lip sync, but it's like, we don't care. We want Trixie to win.
Okay.
I just think...
Okay, so you're talking about
Trixie. Can you think of a time where a queen of color didn't win the final lip sync, but they had to give it to her anyways? I can't think of one. You know what I mean? Okay, fair enough. We'll redact it. But I just need to give some more love to
queens of
color.
I know, you're right, though.
You have to work, you have to work so hard to get a smaller chunk of the recognition.
Yeah, of course. You really do. You're like, you have a good point. I think that they're, yeah.
It's wild. I will say also, Jinx, why are you wearing this outfit? I was expecting it to reveal to something better than this.
I know.
Or to have a comedic reveal. Because I think Swish Swish could have had a fucking basketball come out of her cooch.
I'm going to look at Monet.
I mean.
The money just fell on her. I can't even believe it.
God, she's so pussy.
And the way that the camera slow zoomed in on her.
Oh, and she's wearing a pussycat wig because she said, guess what, Rue? Pussycat wigs are iconic.
Uh-huh.
Is that Jada's wig? Honestly, is that the wig Jada was wearing earlier?
Yeah, she looks like it, yeah.
And she was like, give me it. That's it. Jinx won this season. We all feel good about it.
I feel good about it. I'm not mad.
No.
The lip sync thing is a thing. Like, it's a thing. But RuPaul said it in ADR. It's ADR. But I think that like a winner, like I think I won my season because it was like overall.
Uh-huh. I think you won overall, but I also thought you did so great in the finale.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but you personally felt like you were like overall cumulative.
Yeah, like you're a superstar lip sync was like okay.
Really?
Like Bobo, I think, won that lip sync.
She was fantastic.
Oh my God, it was her first time lip syncing.
She was absolutely fantastic. That slide she did across stage
incredible.
Was iconic. You can't deny
truly
that.
Truly incredible. So,
and I do love Scarlett Bobo.
I like, love
deeply.
Her.
She's so
perfect.
Fun and
she's
funny
so
and talented.
Sweet. Oh my God, I love her so much.
And sweet.
Yeah, she's really sweet.
Okay, well, that's all she wrote. All Stars 7.
We did it.
We did it. You'll do it when it comes up next time. I feel like you're a shoo-in.
Thank you.
You're so multi-talented. It would be insane to not have you on there.
Thank you. I hope so. That'd be really cool. I would do it. Like, just like, I'm not
put it out
shy
there.
About saying that I'll
no,
do it.
No, do it.
Yeah.
You have I'll to do it. They'll do it again.
I want to do it.
The queens.
I'm happy they didn't ask me to do this year. This one.
Interesting.
They shot this right after I released my first music video for Cake. Could you imagine how much my drag has changed since then?
That
I've grown up so much.
Isn't it weird that, like, I thought you were sickening then, and then you're sickening squared now?
You have to give yourself time to, like, learn your art and grow.
Yeah.
And, like,
100%.
All of it.
100%. Damn. Okay, I'm so Bree. Tell us what can we plug for you?
Oh,
where can the listeners find all your shit?
Well, okay. Well, thank you for listening. First of all, this has been so much fun.
You're the best.
You can find me on Instagram at the Queen Priyanka. I'm on tour right now in America, I think. And then
yes, this comes out really soon.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
So you're in Arizona.
I'm in Arizona. I'm in Austin and Dallas, Texas. And then I go back to Canada to film a movie. I'm in a rom-com. I'm a lead in a rom-com.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, as a drag, like a drag queen, but like playing like a woman.
Oh my God,
not a
woman. Have to tell me where we can see it.
A drag queen?
When it comes out.
It's going to be on Out TV.
Yes.
And it's going to be on whatever the US equivalent of Out TV is for you.
I think we have Out TV just as an app.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be there. It's going to be like cheesy Hallmark, like scary movie meets White Chicks meets.
Hell yes.
Like. Candace Cameron.
Hell yes.
From Full House Hallmark movie.
Hell yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean? Like, just like I live. Cheesy. And it's crazy because I started this year being like, I want to like be in, like, I want to do more acting. Mm-hmm. I want to get better at memorizing lines. I want to practice on camera acting because it's a whole different beast. Mm-hmm. And then this movie just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be fun. So anyways, so then I do that. Then I'm fucking playing like music festivals with Charlie XCX and Lorde.
What?
Yeah, I'm doing music festivals now.
That's gigantic.
Yeah.
So with I'm the doing Charlie that. XCX?
Yeah, she's my girlie.
Fuck my life.
And anyways, I have so many things coming up. But for those of you who don't know me, please go listen to my music. Please go watch my
We'll put those in the pod description.
Musical, cinematic universe. Go watch my latest music video for Snatch.
You got so
support
much shit.
Support your queens.
You got so much shit.
Follow
I can't
me.
Wait.
Support me.
Oh.
And listen to Beyonce's new album too. It's great.
Yeah, listen, please. Beyonce needs it.
She really
needs
it.
She's struggling.
You know, she's having a hard time in drag this year.
Khalees is about to whoop her ass.
Screaming.
I can't. And also, but Khalees' house moment, also underrated gay iconic moment.
She's so iconic.
I love her.
I don't think you're underrated. The gays love you.
Interesting. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I just want more flowers for her.
Yeah.
And that's all the time we have for pretzel talk.
Oh yeah, the pretzel.
Thank you.
Right here.
Yeah. Do you wanna? You want? Would you? Can you cap it off with some pretzel opinions? Pretzel opinions.
It's so hard. They're stale.
Yeah, just like the silicone in my cheeks. It's
no,
hard.
No.
Bad.
Don't do it.
Till next time. That's all. That's all the time we have right now. Let the music play.
There's no music playing.
It will be.
Is it gonna start now?
I swear it will be.
Thank you.
That was a HeadGum Original.